Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Trish wants to take us up on the offer that we made a long time ago, that if you're just curious about a situation, it might not even be your business, but you're just curious enough, then hit us up and we will do the homework for you and get the answers that you want. So Trish here is just really, really curious about a date that she had, not the date specifically, but something that he brought on the date, and it's she's dying to know what was in it. Hey, Trish.
Hey, good morning. Love the show, y'all.
Thank you.
I need a little bit of help trying to figure out something, and I just, like, I need to know what was in this, you know?
Okay, so tell us about the date and tell us about this one specific item.
Okay, so, well, I went on a date on Bumble, like, this past Saturday, and I was, like, really, you know, stoked about it and stuff, but when we met for dinner, I got there first, of course. So I went and sat at the bar, waited for him to get in there. And when he walked in, I noticed that he was carrying a briefcase. And I'm not talking about like the, you know, crossbody messenger bag type, the latch key briefcase, full on,
that's
you
like,
know?
That's like old school right there.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was giving kind of spy vibe. I don't know, but, I mean, I thought it was odd. Maybe y'all could agree with that, but I figure maybe he had just, like, left from work or, you know, or maybe had a business meeting or something. But, you know, at one point in the date, like, as we got a little bit more comfortable, you know, I asked. I was like, you know, did you just getting off work or something? Mm-hmm. Like, did you have to work today? And he just said no. Like, no, nothing after that, no explanation. Like, I'm sitting there waiting, like, no, I didn't, you know, work today, but there was nothing. Like, and that's when it got a little bit weirder for me. Like, he was, like, real protective of the briefcase. Like, if he moved, the briefcase moved with him. Like, it even got to the point that when he went to the bathroom, I was thinking, like, he was going to leave it there. I'm going to be a little nosy. He took it with him to the bathroom. So, like, I don't know. It just seemed like something was up to me. Like, mm-hmm. who brings a, you know, on your date? And this is our first date. Like, who brings a briefcase with, you know, no explanation? And then kind of, like, he was more interested in that briefcase than me. Like, it was our first date.
So
like,
this goes.
And he was guarding it with his life.
So this goes one of two ways. Did you find it kind of mysterious and attractive? Or was it just straight up creepy for you?
It was creepy. Yeah. I'm sorry. yeah, I mean, of course, my curiosity did kick in. I just want, like, what's in the case? Tell me what's in the case.
Yeah.
But I don't
know how you went without asking.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way, especially after he came back from the bathroom with the briefcase, that I would have been able to not go, hey, what's up with the briefcase, bro?
Oh, I get it. As a woman, you're kind of on guard with a new man in this situation where it's like, depending on what's in the briefcase, I don't want to provoke this man.
All right.
But it's also possible, what if this is just a very large merce? What if it's a man purse and he's offended that you're asking about his merce?
But she didn't ask, so he can't be offended.
But she did. She was like, oh, did you just come from work? Kind of like alluding to the briefcase. And he's like, no. So he's like, what's wrong with my 9x12 merce? It's a satchel. Indiana Jones has one.
All right, Trish, you asked for us to help you find out what was in there, because you're just curious. And I will tell you this, that Kristen reached out. He gave an answer. And if you don't know the backstory behind it, it might start to get a little bit more weird for you than you initially thought.
And Trish told us that, you know, the date itself, it was nothing amazing. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just meh. And then the whole briefcase. So she has no plans to go out with this guy again. So she gave me open rein to pretty much ask however I wanted so we could get the answers of what was in the briefcase. And I will tell you, I have a definitive answer of what was in the briefcase.
It might get a little bit more weird for you here in a sec, Trish. We'll tell you what happened, okay?
All right, I'll wait.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
I just read this and I was a little shocked by it. I want to share it with you guys. The Sweet 16, as far as this basketball tournament goes, doesn't kick off again until Thursday. What is today?
Wednesday. So tomorrow.
Right? I was just reading. Do you know that University of Florida has a guy on the team that's 7'9"?
Yes, I've been saying this.
Have you?
Yeah, because he's the guy that he just goes boop if he wants to make a little basket.
That's right.
7'9".
Boop. His dad is 5'8", and his mom is 5'2".
Oh, there's even hope for short couples.
Just kidding.
That doesn't make any genetic sense.
I'm like, I'm not a scientist, but that doesn't sound right.
Pops is 6'8", mom's 6'2". The older brother is 6'9".
Wow.
He's 7'9". Crazy, man.
I wonder if guys who are exceptionally tall, because I know you have a thing with like really tall guys dating really short women.
That's messed up.
Yes, I know.
Because the dating pool for short guys, very, very shallow. So when you 5'3" women end up dating the 6'7" guys, when you're holding hands walking down the street, I just want to let you know mentally our short guys are flipping you guys off.
But if I was a woman over 6 foot, or if I was a guy that was like, you know, 6'8", I'd be looking for a tall as possible woman.
Yes.
For the hopes of birthing one of these
D1 babies.
I want a D1 baby.
Florida's one of the number one seeds.
It is very, very difficult for tall women to find tall guys to date. I have heard this on more than one occasion.
Not that difficult. You just got to go to a Florida game and stand up.
I guess
so,
yeah. Hi. WNBA games, yeah.
All right, so let's get to what was in this briefcase, because Trish was just curious, and we'll make this offer to you that we made to Trish. If you're just curious about a situation, you know, it's not going to change your life or anything, but you just need to know. You tell us about it, then we go and we do the research and we try to get answers for you. And Trish here, who's on hold, was telling us she goes out on a first date with a guy who was mid date, whatever, but he came with like this work briefcase kind of thing and never really made any mention of it at all. And she brought it up. He kind of skirted on exactly what was in that briefcase. So she has been left to wonder, like, there's probably not going to be a second date here, but what was in that briefcase? She needs to know. All right, Trish. Kristen. Gracie Award winning, Kristen.
That's how I prefer to be referred to now. Please, thank you.
Change all the letterhead and your business cards and everything. Did the research for you and emailed this guy. And the answer might trip you up and it might get a little bit more weird until you know what's up.
Are we ready, Trish?
Lay it on me.
All right.
Tell me.
So I emailed. Hi, briefcase guy.
He doesn't even have a name.
He's got a name, and I'm not going to use it just to protect him. I'm reaching out from the Burt Show because your recent Bumble date has a question for you that she just can't let go. And now we are just as invested and also must know the answer to this question. What was in the briefcase?
$5, Howie.
She detailed your date, and while she said you seemed like a nice guy, she just couldn't shake the memory of your extremely guarded briefcase.
Wait, so we telling my man that we cool on a second date, but we got to know what's in that briefcase.
I didn't say that. I said she detailed your date, and while she said you seemed like a nice guy, I'm not alluding to any second date here.
Okay.
She just couldn't shake the mystery of your extremely guarded briefcase.
Yeah, I'd be holding that for leverage.
I would too.
Like, if she really wants to know, I will tell her on our second date.
1,000% I would do that.
You never put it down. You took it with you everywhere, even to the bathroom. And when she casually asked if you had to work that day, you just said, no. So now, we're all dying to know. What was in the briefcase? I did write that in all caps. And I'm just trying to be funny. Of course, no pressure to spill your secrets if it's something super personal. But if there's a fun or interesting story behind it, we'd love to know the answer. Thanks. And it actually didn't take long, but Trish, briefcase guy, did email me back.
Did he mention anything about a second date or like why didn't she hit me up or anything like that?
Let me cook.
All right.
Briefcase guy hits me back and goes, wow, never thought I'd be getting an email like this. Looking back, I guess my briefcase might have seemed a little odd, but I didn't realize it would turn into a full-on mystery. Are we all ready to find out what was in the briefcase?
Oh, yeah. God. Was it the code to a nuclear bomb?
No, they just text that to people now.
Yeah, right. Seriously. All right. If you're not watching the news, you don't get it.
This is why I want a Grayson. Inside my briefcase was my Pokemon card collection.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I should have kept that one.
All right. Hold on. We got an explanation.
Yep. I know how it sounds, but before you judge, let me explain.
I've already judged.
I'm a collector, and I had just come from a trading event earlier that day.
Oh, that makes it better.
Some of my cards are actually worth a lot of money. Like, we're talking thousands of dollars for a single card, so I don't let them out of my sight. No way was I leaving them in my car, and I definitely wasn't letting them sit unattended while I went to the bathroom. I guess I should have explained that to my date, but honestly, I didn't think about it in the moment. I've been carrying that briefcase around at events for so long that it didn't even cross my mind that it might seem weird on a date. In hindsight, yeah, I can totally see how that comes off. Mystery solved. Thanks for reaching out, and please let her know I'd like to go on another date.
Oh.
This time, I'll leave the briefcase at home, or she can come over to my place to check out my collection.
Oh,
my God.
Signed, Pikachu.
No!
Okay, now, Trish, this might sound strange. Grown man, Pokemon cards. I don't, until you know an ex, or you have a deeper explanation, don't judge. First of all, if you go on, like, Instagram now, or you go on TikTok, there are grown men fighting in parking lots, literally fist fighting in parking lots outside of these Pokemon conventions. Jackson here, our producer, is a collector as well.
I am. You need to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, okay? I am one of these people who throws hands for Pokemon cards, little pieces of cardboard, day in and day out.
No.
And the guy's obviously an avid collector, and I like, you know, God forbid a man has a hobby, right? So it's a good thing that I like that he was taking this very seriously and that he was protecting it. It makes sense to me.
So if we were talking about any other item, right, besides Pokemon cards, which is sort of associated with kids, but it really shouldn't be, this wouldn't be strange at all, would it?
No, it wouldn't. And for some reason along the way, we have conditioned ourselves. Like, once we become adults, all of a sudden we're not allowed to, like, fun things that are seen as childish anymore. And yet a lot of, like, millennials and Gen Xers were latchkey kids and kind of, like, raised themselves and were forced, not forced, but had adult responsibilities placed on them as children. So a lot of millennials especially are turning back towards these childhood toys that they weren't allowed to have and reliving that nostalgia. To people say it's healing your inner child. I don't know about all that, but I think there's a weird stigma over liking things that are seen as childlike, where I'm like, it's okay.
Who cares what was actually in the briefcase? All I heard from this guy, Trish, is that he's got something worth thousands of dollars in his hands. This is a man who is building generational wealth with Charizard and Pikachu. Marry that man in a second.
Hey, Trish, just to give you kind of an indication, how much are these cards worth in some cases, Jackson?
It totally depends on what it is. Some of the first generations ones can go for $20,000, $30,000, $100,000, up to $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to need to give me that guy's number.
That's weird when it's $1 million in the suitcase.
So here is Candace, who has a tie to Pokemon. Also, hey, Candace.
Hey, so I met my husband at a bowling event, but I was Pokemoning, and so was he, and we started talking about Pokemoning, and our first date was out at Piedmont Park doing Pokemon Go, and we've been married for 6 years now.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cute. Right.
No disrespect, Pokemon.
We've been together for 6 years. Yeah.
Oh, how did you guys incorporate Pokemon into your wedding?
So I'm pagan, so we, oh, you know what? So one of the, One of the first toys that he got me was a Pikachu with a heart, so I did have that on display. Aww. But I'm pagan, so we had a very pagan wedding.
I dig it.
Very pagan wedding.
That sounds like a reality TV show.
A very pagan wedding.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.